This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On the Air.
Jazz Cafe, a one-hour smorgasbord of jazz from the dawn of the recording age to the present day. Join me, Lou McConnell, Thursday live at 11 a.m, repeated on Sunday at 4 p.m. ORFM Dunedin, brought to you by Rhubarb on Highgate. And 11 a.m. Thursday, live at Otago Access Radio. Lou McConnell's here for the hour. Yet another edition of our popular weekly program, Jazz Cafe. And without further ado, we're going to kick off with this week's featured artist, who is, I just pulled this one out of limbo, the Thilo Wolf Big Band. This is taken from his album, Swing It. And this has to be one of the great big bands. Been some pretty good big bands over the years, right from the dawn of the big band age way back in the 30s to present day. And this Thilo Wolf Band's got to be right up there with the best of them. Judge for yourself. Mr. Grooverix, and we'll follow that one up with, I'll sort that one out as we go. Mr. Grooverix. Yeah, great opener there, Mr. Grooverix from the Thilo Wolf Big Band. Swings like crazy, didn't it, hey? Tremendous soloists, boundless energy. Just amazing. As I said before, he's right up there with the best of all the big bands. Two more from, well, we might even make it three. Let's have a look here. Yardbird Suite. This features Etta Cameron and then Cole Porter's wonderful It's All Right With Me.
Well, it's wonderful, marvelous. You should care for us.
Yardbird Suite, featuring the saxophone section, Yardbird Suite.
Then I love him. So often true has changed his life. He never had nothing but the piano suite. He never stopped his life. When I'm the minimum road to sleep, the golden tone and make the first wind. He'll never know who's going out the beat. He knew that no one on the music was going to set him free. He blew and blew until he had the sound. He had the sound ahead of long before we heard. But now he was just a boy in Kansas City. After the end of New York time, after the death of the Russian, along the boys and sorrow.
Yeah, that was Etta Cameron with a nice vocal version of the Yardbird Suite, which was written, of course, for the great Charlie Parker, visionary and probably the grand author of bop. Poor old Charlie died very young, in his 30s, from drug abuse. He got into the alcohol as well, but... He was watching TV in front of the TV, and he was at a Baroness Auxey, or can't produce a name. She was a long lifetime friend. Anyway, to cut a long story short, his body fell apart in front of the TV. He was admitted to hospital, and at the autopsy, the coroner said he'd been admitted as a John Doe, of course, which, as you know, is unidentified. And the coroner had identified him as a 55-year-old male. He was 33, I think. I digress, don't I? Anyway, let's get on with it. Thilo Wolf, big band, it's all right with me. Thank you. Yeah, it's all right with me. Cole Porter wrote that, didn't he? And I think he'd approved of that version by Thilo Wolf. Right, last one from Thilo. Seems a bit of a shame to put him away, doesn't it? This one's called Swingin' Fingers. I'm assuming that this features Mr. Thilo Wolf himself. We're going to find out, aren't we?
Thank you.
Swinging Fingers from the Thilo Wolf Big Band, and it also featured that wonderful lady trumpet player, Felicity, can I pronounce this? Let's give it a go, Svitarila. Yeah, very good she was too. Swinging Fingers. Okie dokie, that takes care of our featured artists for the week, and as I said, incredibly incredible swinging German big band. Anyway, back in a moment.
Jazz Cafe, a one-hour smorgasbord of jazz from the dawn of the recording age to the present day.
Join me, Lou McConnell, Thursday live at 11 a.m, repeated on Sunday at 4 p.m. Or FM Dunedin, brought to you by Rhubarb on Highgate. Yeah, after all that high energy, let's bring it down a bit. Here's the chairman of the board, Francis Albert himself. There's a couple of really good numbers here. New York, New York, the theme from New York. And, yeah, I get a kick out of you.
Start spreading the news, I'm leaving today. I want to be a part of it. New York, New York, these vagabond shoes are longing to stray right through the very heart of it, New York, New York. I want to wake up in a city that doesn't sleep and find I'm king of the hill, top of the heap. These little town blues are melting away. I'll make a brand new start of it in old New York. If I can make it there, I'll make it anywhere. It's up to you, New York.
I get no kick from champagne. Mere alcohol, it doesn't move me at all. So tell me, why should it be true that I get a kick out of you? Some like the bop type refrain. I'm sure that if I heard even one riff, 'twould bore me terrifically too. Yet I get a kick out of you. I get a kick every time I see you standing there before me. I get a kick, though it's clear to me you obviously don't adore me. I get no kick in a plane, flying too high with some gal in the sky is my idea of nothing to do. Yet I get a kick out of you. Every time I see you standing there before me, I get a kick, though it's clear to me you obviously do not adore me. I get no kick in a plane, flying too high with some gal in the sky is my idea of nothing to do. Yet I get a kick, yes, I get a kick, yes, I get a kick out of you.
I get a kick out of you, Chairman of the Board. Okay, next one's taken from a concert in Berlin, 1982. It's Arnett Cobb, this gentleman. Probably not heard of him, a lot of you. One of the Texas tenors, they called him. He wasn't a very prepossessing looking guy, but anyway, he's got Wild Bill Davis here. Is the pianist, the bassist is Bernard Upson, drummer Frankie Dunlop. This is called the Nearness of You. That once again they get the titles wrong, but that's not going to worry us. But it's joined by a couple of other the riffs. There's some background riffs you'll hear, and they're joined by Illinois J.K. and Buddy Tate on the tenors as well. Yeah, and I think you'll enjoy it. Let's see what you think.
Thank you.
Annette Cobb there, Berlin concert 1982. The poor guy, as if life wasn't bad enough, he got a severe spinal disability which necessitated long and painful surgery. He got over that all right, and then, you know, life's not fair, is it? He got involved in a very serious car crash which left him totally... Yeah, what am I laughing for? It's not funny. It's just the way things fall. Anyway, he spent the rest of his career on two crutches. They used to bring him in a wheelchair, help him out, and he'd adjust himself, stand up, lean on two crutches. Don't ask me how it is. Arnett Cobb. And pretty good stuff it was too. Back in a moment.
Jazz Cafe, a one-hour smorgasbord of jazz from the dawn of the recording age to the present day.
Join me, Lou McConnell, Thursday live at 11 a.m, repeated on Sunday at 4 p.m. Or FM Dunedin, brought to you by Rhubarb on Highgate. Okay, after that little interlude, we'll go back to the big band. And this is the Frank West Orchestra. We haven't played Frank's band for a while, so we're going to take a couple. First one up is a Frank West original called Order in the Court. And we're going to follow that one up with another one of Frank's called Entre Nous.
Domo arigato. Frank West. Here he is. How about a big hand?
We'll be right back.
Order in the Court. Obviously a live performance from the Frank West Big Band. We better have a vocal interlude. We better have a vocal interlude for our regular listener out there in St. Clair. This is, I guess it's James Morrison with the Melbourne Symphony Orchestra. And this is a wonderful version of Birth of the Blues.
Thank you.
Yeah, James Morrison, trombone at the top of his game, and wonderful cooperation with the Melbourne Symphony Orchestra. I'm running a bit late. Catch you all next week.
This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On the Air.